Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with DJ Lavoie, director of HUD's Real Estate Assessment Center, known as REACT, and Barbara Burkhalter, the deputy director. And joining me is Barry Dennis, also a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Well, we understand, Barbara, that REACT is very young, only 2 years old, but you've been able to successfully meet several aggressive deadlines. Could you tell us about that?
I think DJ mentioned before the 80-20 rule, and that's really what we follow constantly as our overriding principles is we try to get 80% done in 20% of the time and then move on because technology moves that fast. If we put all that extra time into that extra 20% of value, technology's gone beyond us and we've lost our edge. So we're very aggressive about how much and when we call it quits on something and move on to the next one. One of the ways we've been able to move fast is we have a very flat, simple organization. Everyone works directly for the two of us. We just have business product lines and we have support lines, and everyone knows what their job is, and they're all very empowered to produce what they have to produce. They understand a very simple business of a production business with a system to support it. We have very common business processes. We collect data, we process it, and we report it, and we don't change that. We make everybody follow the same model. We've even named all of our business systems with common sounding names, just we changed the first letter. So I think a lot of that simplicity is what's helped us keep going fast. And then our contracting. We have very aggressive, flexible contracting, so we can move contractors in and out as our business needs changed. Those were my thoughts on meeting aggressive deadlines.
The aggressive deadlines in themselves are interesting. They make for sometimes working beyond the traditional 8-hour day, the things that that go with it. But as you've heard from our previous comments, it has been a challenge that we enjoyed in our team, and I mean that in every sense of the word, because one of the things that probably has been one of the enablers of the success of the REACT, we have a lot of government employees that are people very knowledgeable in resources and in programs and the traditional areas who are perhaps not completely up to speed on some of the latest uses of technology and all the enablers that go with it. On the other hand, we have a gifted bunch of young people, particularly age really independent, are very, very up to speed on the use of computers and all the tools that are provided via that medium. Our approach is that we team these two constituencies together, if you will, sitting side by side in an open environment team arrangement, so that the program individual, knowing the subject, enabled and assisted by a contract individual all many times, and then many times government people, but both cases working together as a team, work to come to that same conclusion that Barbara's speaking. And that has been something that on the visible side, and many times you walk into an office and you'll see government employees who are sequestered in an area, and you'll have people who are providing contract support almost, you know, sitting on the floors, if you will, trying to do the job. And that is exactly the waddle that we would never follow. What we want to see happen and what does happen in our case is that everybody sits side by side, everybody in the same equal compartment, everybody working on the same type of problems, putting those two very strong skill sets together and coming to the same joint solutions. As to the timing of it, yes, we've done an awful lot in 2 years. And once again, it gets back to the fact that this is a secretary with a mandate who is looking to be able to accomplish this during this administration. And we know that the fire ready aim rule is alive and well, and the 80-20 guides us to that point, and I think that compression is probably in combining with the individual talents that we've been so fortunate to have with us here in the REACT is enables to get to where we are so far.
You mentioned several times, I think appropriately, that to accomplish what you've accomplished in such a short time period has rested on the people you have and being able to use them effectively. Looking at it from their perspective, you've implemented an e-commerce model, which is very different from the typical government model. What implications has that had for the employees and the way they do their work?
I think this has been hard for our employees. Coming from the other government sectors as well as from HUD, they're used to being policy specialists. They're used to attending meetings, and they're used to advising and guiding somebody else, and we are totally not about that. We are about production, output, and outcomes. So we're not as interested in they attended the meeting, but what did they go to that meeting for, and what are they going to do with that information in terms of bringing it back to their business and producing a better product? We're not interested in them showing up every day. We're interested in them actually producing a result. So I think it's been hard for them in some days, but I'm actually happy, and I think they are too, once they change, because this is a more job satisfaction type of a work environment. Producing something every day is much more valuable, I think, to a person than just sitting around waiting for the phone to ring, coming up with a policy or a thought. I think that after about a year and a half of doing this now, most of our people are pretty happy with what they're doing and succeeding at it.
And dynamics of change, as we all know, the cultural change is the hardest. And this has been the real gratifying piece, I think, for both Barbara and I, is that we have seen a very, very, very observable cultural change, where at people that did used to answer the phone and do the traditional perception of government, in fact, all understand that they are part of a team, which is different. They are accountable and held accountable to a set of specific metrics, but they're all focused on an outcome that is a outcome that affects an awful lot of people. And I think it's that combination that has enabled us to be able to make the changes we've accomplished so far. People want to succeed and be part of a winning team.
Well, where did React's a new organization, relatively speaking, where did the employees come from?
I took a look just roughly, and I'd say about half of them are HUD employees, and the other half are either private sector or another government agency. And that's really helpful, too, not just private sector, but another government agency. Having people come to us really brings some new ideas as well. So it's probably half and half, internal, external.
Yeah, Department of Defense, Treasury, Department of the Navy, Interior, Agriculture, I mean, smatterings here and there. Mm-hmm. You know, as Barbara said earlier, what we're about is we collect data, we analyze it, we create knowledge and disseminate it. That's our core competency. And because it's about financial, about physical, about many other subject areas, we are bringing in people with basic skill sets, financial analysts, engineering analysts, etc., and then team them so that we can get to those outcomes.
Were they aware of the changes that were going to take place, or were you all aware of this?
I don't think so.
For example, I understand there are but two offices in your organization that you both have, and the rest
people are open. Correct.
Was that because there was no space, or was that because
of light is on? Well, actually, we had the luxury, and I'm not sure very many people have this in their career, of being able to design the space to suit the business. Mm-hmm. We looked at several pieces of property in the city, and we picked the one that was totally empty. It was cement blocks, wires hanging from the ceiling, and we designed it from scratch to suit the way we wanted to do business, which was open. We could have put up walls if we wanted to, but we put the money into the furniture and the aesthetics of the building, and everyone has light, everyone can see a window, and the managers are not up against the wall, the managers are away from the wall, and the employees are close to the windows. So we completely turned it around, and I can't say that we've had people come in and say they hate working there, because most people love it.
The open environment, when I was working with the Department of Defense doing programming, which is interesting work where you're looking at the five-year budget all the time, teaming was something that I really saw the value of. You'd bring together 15 to 20 people looking at diverse programs and have to make hard decisions. But being able to communicate real time and work together, everybody rose to the highest common denominator of the team. And I've seen that work, and I have used it in two other models. So that is kind of where I wanted to start from. And as Barbara said, we were very fortunate. We are in a building that it was hard wall cement and nothing there. And we were able to acquire that property and have it built out so that we enabled teaming with the communication built to an e-commerce model. That is a unique opportunity, where you can start from scratch and build your environment to your business model. Because as you know, in most cases, you have to adopt. And if it's going to be, you know, established government offices, you're going to have the traditional honeycomb that, you know, just does not enable real-time communication or individuals to be able to do real-time knowledge sharing, which is part of the strength of our organization.
You both have mentioned lack of walls organizationally, I think, essentially, lack of walls physically to
right.
facilitate teaming within the office. I've witnessed that you've done also an unusually good job of developing teaming among the REAC employees and the contractors you use. That's not that normal in the government or anywhere else that I'm aware of. How have you accomplished that strong teaming between the contractors and your employees?
I think one of the things we did, again, we build systems is our primary business, is building automated systems to collect and process data. We put programmers right in the work areas alongside of business people. Just think of what that does. Typically, you'd put your programmers, your computer programmers, in a wall-less, windowless cell someplace.
That's where we put them. Yeah.
Right. You hide them because you
they look a little different sometimes.
You might think that that's the best way to do it. We have them right out in the open, and we watch programming as it's occurring. DJ and I can walk through these hallways through their work areas, and we can watch what they're doing so we know that they're actually working. And secondly, if they have a question about the requirements, am I programming this correctly, all they have to do is spin their chair around and talk to a business analyst and say, is this what you meant? Or come over and look at the screen. Does this look like a screen that would work for you to do your business? Mm-hmm. Just think of the power of that real-time programming and systems development and production support.
Well, great. It's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.